Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Tony, you're better than that. Don't question my character. We all love you here. This is AEW. You're here. You're a big star. We're so proud of you. This is your meal ticket because we all know before this you were at Starbucks. Yeah. You were... Guys. Tony, and we are so proud to have you here because before this you were just working as a barista. But you're here. Everybody, Tony.
Hello, I'm Brian Kendrick, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for January 25th. Holidays today, real quick, it's Chinese New Year's. Happy New Year. Today's Chinese New Year's. National Seed Swap Day and Opposite Day. Welcome to the show. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Stone Slight Empire at Culver. Oh, I forgot to wish happy 44th birthday to Gorgeous George. And it's not the one you're thinking.
Yeah, he'd be a lot older than 44.
No, it's the one who was Randy Macho Man Savage's valet in WCW, who had got a pinfall win over Little Natch. Her real name's Stephanie Bellers, and she is 44. And, you know, I usually don't give out ladies' ages, but, you know, why not? Excuse me. We were kind of backstage with her when at the WCW show there. Remember that?
Yes.
She was there.
Yep.
Her and...
Macho Man.
And who was Miss Madness, too.
Yep.
Which ended up being... What was her name in WWE? She was the sidekick of the Hurricane.
Molly Holly?
Molly Holly, yes. Molly Holly. So, yeah, they were kind of like a group pairing there. And today's Stephanie Beller's birthday. Happy 44th. Pain Clinic's brought to you, I already told you about it. Join us February 8th for UFC 247, Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road, 10 p.m. start time, so we get there early. Rochester's own John Jones. And I'm never going to say he's not Rochester's own, even though he lives in Endicott. They claim Endicott. Now he's in Arizona, but he was born here, his family's here, and he'll be fighting in the main event on UFC 247. We're going to be there. We'll be hosting it. There'll be drink specials all night long. That's February 8th, Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 247. I want to thank everybody who came out for UFC 246 and the 42nd win by Conor McGregor. What's it, Proper 12?
Yes.
It was a Proper 12 show. If you know, that's Conor McGregor's whiskey. I guess apparently he flew someone in from Webster who runs an Irish pub. I don't know if you saw that story.
Yep.
And they got to meet him after the fight, the 42nd fight against Cowboy Cerrone. Someone should tell Cowboy Cerrone to watch out for those shoulder blades because, really, that's ended the fight pretty much. But hopefully, and I'll be honest with you, we had a great crowd. It was packed. It was absolutely packed, and we want to thank everybody. But it wasn't the greatest night of fights I've ever seen in my life. The two leading up to the main event, they were, you know,
Well, that Holly Holm fight was not good.
Definitely,
it was a smart fight, but it was not a good fight.
They were all slow paced fights, move slow, and it kind of like dulled down the crowd a little bit for the main event.
Yeah, well, remember, they were ready to do the main event at...
well, there's some quick finishes.
They were ready to do the main event at midnight, and then it started at 12:25, so they had to go and interview Batista out in the crowd and a few other people. So thank you, everybody who came out for that. I'm sure the next one will be better. They've got a good couple of fights set up coming up real good, real soon. So we got a lot of things to talk about today. Of course, it's the Royal Rumble weekend, so anybody who gets on the air, you got to do two things for me. You got to tell me who you think's going to win the Royal Rumble, who you think's going to win the Royal Rumble, and then tell me who the WWE is going to win the Rumble, who they pick to win the Royal Rumble, because everybody wants somebody else than what the WWE picks most of the time. So, and I mean, seriously, I mean, who do you think's going to win? Who do you want to win? Who is really going to win? And we'll even give ours by the end of the show, because it is our favorite pay-per-view.
Oh, this is so much fun.
Yeah.
I like this better than Mania.
Yeah, it is. And Mania, were we talking about it last week about Mania going 2 days? Have you heard the rumors about that?
Yeah, I think it came out earlier this week, actually. There's big speculations that 2021, it's going to be a two-day event.
Two-day event, kind of like,
Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah, kind of like Wrestle Kingdom, which sometimes is 7 days event. You know, is it smart? I mean, they say it's a long day. It is a long day. When you start your pregame show at 5 and the last match ends at midnight, that's, you know...
After midnight, yeah. In the last couple of years.
Definitely. So, I mean, tell us what you think about that, too. I don't know. It's not a bad idea. Well, there was the big petition going, please have Russ, or, you know, you saw the Super Bowl petition, right, where, hey, please have the Super Bowl on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's only wise. It gives you a day to recover. How many people call in sick because they're up late Sunday night, you know?
Well, the Super Bowl ends early enough. It's just all the partying that goes with it.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, hangovers take, you know, are usually the next day. So
I know I showed up to work late last year after the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. So interesting that I'm sure. How did you do the year Philadelphia won? That's what I want to know.
I behaved myself.
Really?
I was just sitting on the couch watching the game by myself, and I did not do any drinking that day.
Really? Well, it's you. You think you're going to jinx your team or something?
I just wanted to watch the game the entire time and not forget anything.
All right. Well. We've got lots of things going on. Before we start talking too much Rumble talk, let's talk about AEW coming to Rochester. AEW announced on Tuesday, Tuesday, that they March 18th, they're going to be doing their TV show live on TNT from the Blue Cross Arena. Tickets went on sale. Early tickets went on sale on Thursday. Regular tickets went on sale on Friday. And, so far, pretty impressive amount of tickets sold.
They're doing pretty well.
I will say, you know, I've seen a lot of people out there who follow the Pain Clinic on Facebook who are making comments like, I wouldn't go to any other show except for this one coming to town. You know, what do you guys think? Are you going to go to AEW here in Rochester March 18th?
Well, of course we are.
Yeah, it would be terrible if we didn't go. We do a radio show talking about, and it's in the middle of the week too. So
I took off already.
Did you? All right. And we're going to have some guests from AEW to help us promote it as we get closer. I should have done one this week. I could have done one this week, but I don't want to do it too soon, you know. But if you want to give us a call, 222-1280 Star Toys a number. I'm going to take I can't actually talk and screen the phone calls at the same time. So I'm just going to take this one blindly. And I'm guessing it's going to be Mike from Rochester. Let's see. Pain Clinic, what's your name?
Hello,
what's your name?
I didn't want to go on the air, though.
Oh, well, see, that's what happens when you call 222-1280.
It's the on-air line.
It's the on-air line, so especially when I can't answer the phone because I'm talking. So, well, let's talk a little bit. So did that surprise you, AEW announcing Rochester? I mean,
A little bit. Yeah. It surprised me a little bit because it is their first official show in New York State. There was a lot of complaining that it wasn't other people's towns on all sorts of different pages, but I mean, the RTs put it best. If you're a huge wrestling fan and you're, you know, a short period away, why don't you just drive to the show?
Yeah, it's a quick distance away from Syracuse or Buffalo.
I drive to Buffalo for enough shows. Why can't they come this way for one?
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, we went to NXT two weeks ago.
And honestly, the reason they're not going to Buffalo is because the KeyBank Center is too big.
Yeah, well, they could do Bert Flickinger. It's still there.
I think that might be too small.
Yeah, that's true. It might be. But they are coming. We have a friend who works in the office there who will come on eventually. He said he can come on anytime and talk.
I think we have a friend who's going to be debuting that night, too, but yeah, that's just my personal thoughts.
Okay, well, let's see. Yeah, that's the one thing. Will we see the debut of Brody Lee in AEW when they come to Rochester? He will be a free man, I believe, at that
yes.
time.
Yes. I think it's 100% guarantee.
100% guarantee?
Yeah. Call him a shot.
Now, the question is, will I guess we don't know until he shows up. He will get a
massive pop.
But really, where is he going with the character coming out? That's the question. You know,
I mean, I don't think it matters if he debuts in Rochester. It doesn't matter.
I think it could honestly be probably one of the largest pops AEW will have at that point.
You mean not when Britt Baker's cutting a promo? Like we started the show.
All right,
with?
Next segment.
Okay, so AEW, we're super excited. I mean, will they have two shows going by then?
No,
I don't think so yet.
I didn't see because there's big news. I don't know did we talk about it last week?
Yes.
They signed a 3-year extension. They're going to be doing a second show now, and that 3-year extension did something to the WWE, and I can't remember what they reacted in a certain way because they didn't think it was going to happen.
So WWE, the rumor that's out there and the story that's out there is that WWE, when they put NXT on USA going up against AEW, remember they didn't move nights. So that's one thing. They just put it on national TV. When they did that, they weren't necessarily trying to beat AEW. They were trying to siphon off enough viewers to where it made them harder to get their second television contract. And now that they got that second television contract, Vince has kind of lost interest in pushing NXT.
And that's what I heard. I heard that, you know, he I've heard a few things that really surprised me recently. Also, they don't care if you have bad things in your past, you know, online that people can point out. They're just like not caring about stuff like that anymore.
Well, they're just trying to sign talent for the sake of having talent on the roster and not allowing other people to get it.
And then, and it's funny is a lot of, you know, this past week I saw a few interviews with AEW guys where it's like, why didn't you go with, you know, cause, and one guy, I think it was Sammy Guevara said that they were going to put him on, it wasn't, who's the guy from, Seattle area. Where's
Darby Allin?
Darby Allin said he didn't want to be trapped on NXT when, you know, and it's actually an easier schedule, of course, with AEW. So, you know, but they were saying that a lot of these guys had determined whether they wanted to sign with AEW or WWE because they were signing everybody at that one point.
And they still will. Yeah. Anybody that steps up and is into that, you know, talent level.
Yeah. If they draw interest in you, they want to get your name on the dotted line so nobody else can take advantage of you, or who knows.
Especially seeing ROH is throwing money at people again for some reason.
Yeah, I know. I don't. You know, after all the bad press they got at the end of the year and everything,
all of a sudden all that bad press, and it comes out that the person the bad press was about with the concussions and everything was actually fooling around with the guy who was blowing them up. So.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. Yeah, she's getting divorced now.
Uh-oh. 222-1280, star 1280. We got Mike from Rochester. Mike, before we get into the call, who do you think is going to win the Royal Rumble, and who do you want to win the Royal Rumble?
Okay, well, that's two different things. I'll start with the men. I want them to do Matt Riddle, but I don't think he's even going to be in the match. But I think Drew McIntyre is going to win.
Okay.
I think what's going to happen is that they throw out Brock Lesnar like midway through. I think he'll be like, maybe we'll say 14, 15, 16, a number like that. And Brock will run roughshod through everybody up until that point, and then Drew will throw him out. And then eventually Drew will last the whole way, and he'll win at the end. Maybe eliminate Seth at the end.
Yeah, because you know that when Brock gets thrown out, that's setting up the WrestleMania match.
Yes, and I think that's a fresh match. The match has not been done before, and Drew obviously has turned babyface. So he's about as good of an opponent as they can have on the Raw side.
Now, this is my philosophy. I think Drew throws him out, but I still think Roman Reigns wins the Royal Rumble so that he can take on The Fiend or whoever may be the champion over on SmackDown, because SmackDown has become the priority. And I mean, if you look at the numbers of people who are watching SmackDown, also is like the highest watched show WWE has right now, which is exactly what Fox wanted. So
might be right on that one. Yeah,
I'm just thinking, that's my thoughts, but go. Yeah, okay, how about the women?
And the women, I actually think Ronda Rousey's gonna return.
That would not be. That's not surprising at all. I mean, she is the there is places where you can bet on this stuff, and she is the second highest odds. She's right behind Shayna Baszler.
It's going to be. There's only three possibilities to me: her, Shayna Baszler, or Sasha Banks. With the theory that Sasha Banks goes after Bayley, I could see that. I don't think that's impossible.
I agree with that. Actually, all three of those choices. The only thing with the Sasha Banks angle with Bayley is I think that turn will happen after the Rumble. So I don't think she needs to win the Rumble to get Bayley.
True, you're right about that. Plus, you got the Elimination Chamber, so they got to do some stuff for that. But I just think that Ronda and Becky have unfinished business. And since she's not pregnant, what is she going to do? She could come back for a short term, and her and Becky one-on-one is still the money match.
Yeah, because the people want to see her and Asuka, and they're getting that this at the Royal Rumble. So you're
exactly
right. You're right. So I think you're right. And I think Ronda is going to show up. I think, you know, because they've only been hinting at it heavily. So
right.
Cool.
I mean, and you make a good point now, I think, about the Roman part is you could have Baron Corbin beat him in the match. And you can, like, tease, like, the scenario where Roman's not going to come in because he got beat up and in the Falls Count Anywhere match. And then he makes his triumphant return in one of the late numbers. And then you could have Roman go against Baron at the Elimination Chamber show for the title shot. So you could do that. You might be onto something there.
Yeah, it might be the thread they're going. We'll see, I guess. But, you know, we don't know. We know nothing right now, so who knows?
Right. Well, the one thing is, with the men's side, is there's not many spots available. I think there's 27 of the 30 are like been filled in.
Yeah, I was talking about that this morning with Danger. It's funny how when they released after Survivor Series, after NXT was so hot that they were going to do 10, 10, and 10. Well, they already got 27 spots filled, 15 with Raw and 12 with SmackDown. So
yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there's not many spots available. So if they want to do a surprise like Edge makes his return or Kane is in the match or whatever, that's, I don't see like any spots for NXT guys. That's why I think Matt Riddle would be the best candidate. But
well, kids love Matt Riddle. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he was one of the guys to come out. But you know, they should move it up to 40 with this many.
I also think some of the guys who've been announced so far aren't going to make it into that match.
Oh yeah.
Maybe the Roman Baron Corbin match. Like one of them gets taken out. Whoever loses that match. Like maybe Roman beats Baron Corbin. And Baron Corbin gets taken out, and thus that spot has to get opened up.
So maybe Mandy Rose gets hurt in the women's match, and Otis has to take care of her.
there you go.
How about this? How about, what was her name that knocked the guy out and went to the Men's Royal Rumble last year?
Nia Jax.
She's supposed to be coming back soon, so I wouldn't be surprised at that at all.
I would say Nia Jax, if she's in the, I assume she's in the Women's Royal Rumble match, she'll probably be one of the final few people.
They said she's not cleared, so unless something happened, I don't think she's going to be in the match.
I don't trust anything they tell me.
No,
exactly.
I don't know.
So the show starts, and they only have, I believe, 9 women.
Yeah.
So how many, they got to get women for the show. It's like they got 21 spots available.
You'll definitely see more NXT women in the match than maybe NXT men. That's for sure.
The one thing I hope is that they don't put Rhea Ripley in the match because I don't think she's going to win, and I don't think that she should be beaten by anybody.
No, I agree.
So I'm hoping that they don't put her in the match. Just let her not be in the match because whenever she gets called up to the main roster, she should be right in the main event scene immediately.
Oh, without a doubt. I love, she's my new favorite, without a doubt. Yeah. You know, and after seeing her live too, she was great live. You know, we saw her in Buffalo a couple weeks ago, and you know, I mean, she's wrestling on the. Is she on the NXT UK?
Yeah, she's taking on Toni Storm.
Storm. So we're gonna get a good dose of her tonight.
When World's Collide actually shaped out to be a really good show.
Yes, it should be.
Yeah.
And so you guys are going to the AEW Dynamite show?
Well, certainly. Well, of course.
Oh, I'm actually going this coming Wednesday, too, in Cleveland. I'll be at AEW.
Right. That's right. We're going to get a firsthand report from Furby next week.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because I already got my tickets. I'm very excited because I think their shows are, for the most part, pretty good. So I'm very excited about going to see a wrestling show that's not WWE or NXT.
Maybe the women's division there will finally get a groove going or started because it seems like they've always. I'm just having a hard time, you know, aligning with the women's division in AEW, and it's because they give them prominent positions on the shows, And then they kind of have dud matches a little, you know, I mean.
It makes it really hard to care about the women's division in AEW when your champion's Rio and she's not really on TV.
No, no. And she's, what, 4'11", 4', you know. Not that I have a problem with shorter people, because we were joking about it last week when we were watching.
I just don't buy her as a legitimate champion.
Yeah, when we were watching.
Neither do I.
We were watching NXT. Who is it that I was saying was, Io Shirai. I said she's as tall as Marco Stunt, right?
She's actually short.
Yeah, pretty much. The one thing I will say, and this is why I think the house show philosophy of wrestling is dying, as you can see, like WWE actually lost money last year on house shows. It's the first time that I could ever recall them happening. But the one good thing about house shows is you are allowed to work in front of an audience, but not with the televised audience. So you can get better in matches. And that's one of the problems I think the AEW women have, is most of them don't have a lot of experience in front of a national TV, and they're throwing them out there and they're saying 10-12 minutes, and I think that's why you're getting a lot of bad matches, because these women are not prepared to be on national TV for in most of their cases.
Well, there's a few. I mean, they really, there's, it's kind of like you have one really good women wrestler that you can put out there every time that makes everybody else better, but I don't know who that is yet in AEW. You know, I don't
know. Well, Hikaru Shida is very good.
Okay, yeah. There are some good wrestlers, but I just think that they're trying to weed in the newer ones. Like, and listen, I was kidding about Britt Baker earlier. I mean, Britt Baker.
I'm not. That promo was terrible.
It was terrible.
That promo was awful.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, but she's super hot. Okay, so
oh, of course.
You know, I mean, and I mean, listen, Adam Cole's a lucky man, I guess. So,
absolutely, yeah. And she's got potential. But I, like I said, in the old days, she would work around the territories, and they would put her in the ring with, like, a seasoned veteran. We'll say, like, a Natalya, for instance.
Yeah, yeah,
but there's
yeah.
no seasoned veterans to work with.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, there's no one out there who's, like, you know, is going to show, you know, make the division better. Because, I mean, it's being run by Kenny Omega. He's one of the...
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, so... I mean, Kenny Omega's great, but he's having a difficult time actually getting the crowd approval, you know, or getting, you know, the what he's gotten in New Japan, you know?
Right. I think there's one solution for the AEW women, and that is the Impact World Champion, Tessa Blanchard.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I understand she's got baggage. I get all that. But she's got credibility. Her father's already in the company.
No, they're not related.
That's her.
Oh, is that? Yes. Is that Tully Blanchard?
Yeah, Tully Blanchard. That's her father.
Magnum TA is her stepfather.
I didn't
absolutely.
Realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought absolutely
they're related.
Oh, interesting.
So to me, she's got it in right there. She is a, listen, for all of her baggage, she is a superstar. As far as a in-the-ring competitor, I think she's the best women's wrestler in the United States. So she's what AEW needs, to be quite honest with you. I think she would be the one.
I agree with you on that note. We got to go to break. But thank you for calling, man.
Absolutely, man. Enjoy the Royal Rumble.
Thank you. You too, sir. Enjoy when Worlds Collide tonight, too.
Yep.
All right, 222-1280, Star Toys, the number. We got to go to break. So there's some interesting points he brought up. I didn't even mention NWA had a pay-per-view last night. NWAs, you know, and title, lots of title changes.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll talk about that a little bit when we get back. But we got, you know, we also got to talk about the Jera Cruz, okay? What'd you guys think? We'll talk about it on the flip side. Give us a call, too. 222-1280, start to wait. Tell us who you think is going to win the Royal Rumble, and then tell us who you really want to win the Royal Rumble, because there's always who the WWE wants will win it, and then there's who you really want, and everyone has a different opinion on that. But we, you know, for instance, right there, Mike there, he told us, you know, I mean, I kind of like see now a little bit what he's talking about. But we're going to go to break. Think about it. Give us a call, 222-1280, start 1280. We'll be back right after this.
I want you to know something. I want you to know that every single one of you out there has played a small part in making me the man that I am today. No, seriously, without all of you, there is no Monday Night Messiah. And so from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for believing in me. Thank you so much for your support. for all of the faith that you have placed in me to lead Monday Night Raw into the future as the premier program in WWE.
Hold on a second. Kevin, do my eyes deceive me? Because as I look down in that ring right now, I think I see a self-proclaimed Monday Night Messiah. But my ears are a little bit different, because what I'm hearing is another typical lame, lawyered-up asshat.
Max, I don't know if you can hear them. They're calling you in. But you're right. Max is right. I can't touch you. Can't touch Max, but they can.
All the Young Bucks!
Hey everybody, this is Jim Cornette, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm so proud of you guys today. Danger Boy and Furby are wearing headphones. Welcome back to the show. It gives you a good idea when you're talking, and if you're not talking right into the head of the mic, it drifts in and out. But welcome back to the show. We're talking Royal Rumble. We're talking AEW coming to Rochester March 18th.
It's going to be a great birthday present for me.
That's right.
Why does it always seem to be on around your birthday that they have these events?
I don't know.
There's a lot of them. March is a big month for wrestling in Rochester. Interesting that we were talking before, was it SmackDown, was it a week before that or a week and a half before
March
that?
March 6th.
March 6th is going to be in Buffalo. We're going to get live TV from TNT here in Rochester. We'll probably get the dark show as well.
Because, they film before and after. Film,
yeah, so you're going to get a full night's and days of wrestling, at least when they come to Rochester. And we'll get more of an idea what's going to happen. As it gets closer, we're going to have someone on to talk about it with us. Business manager.
And I'll have a better idea what the shows actually look like when I'm there this week, too.
Yeah, it's cool. You'll make it back for the weekend then, right?
Yeah, I'll be here on Saturday.
Beautiful. 222-1280 Star Toys number. We've got Troy on the line. Before we start, Troy, you got to tell me who's going to win the Royal Rumble and who do you want to win the Royal Rumble?
All right, let's start with who I want to win the Royal Rumble. That would be Rowan.
Okay.
I want Rowan to win the Royal Rumble. Who I think is going to win the Royal Rumble. I'm going to go with The Rock.
Go with who?
I'm going with The Rock.
So you think The Rock's going to show up? You, what color is the sky in your world? I'm just curious, you know?
His father just passed away.
I know.
Yeah,
listen, you probably didn't hear this, but there was some stuff that went on at his father's funeral that made people mad at Vince McMahon and at Pat Patterson. And I'm not really sure exactly what happened, but but they were all speaking at his funeral, and so Pat Patterson got angry because they had a preacher on before him that went like an hour, and he was like wanted to speak. But I'm not sure exactly what was said, but there was a report.
What was said. It was supposedly they were drunk.
Oh, okay.
But also supposedly no one in the family or anything was upset. It was just some people that would be upset at Vince McMahon anyways. So.
Oh, from the right side?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to change my pick then. I'm gonna go with Kofi Kingston.
You said The Rock, brother.
You said they're beefing, though. I didn't know they were beefing with
No, he's not beefing with The Rock. He's beefing with... There's other wrestlers who just have beef with Vince McMahon because they do.
Yes.
Okay, I'll stick with The Rock.
Let's go with women's real quick.
The women's, I'm going to go with... this is going to be a good one. Let's go with Shayna Baszler.
Okay. That's a smart choice. Now who do you think
that's also not an underdog, that's a favorite to win the whole thing.
Yeah, right now. who do you think will win it in the long run? Who WWE wants to win it? Now listen, I love Shayna. It'd be great to see Shayna get up to the main roster that way. But you know,
hold on, I think it's gonna actually, you know what, I'm gonna tell you who's gonna win that. They're gonna boo. But it's gonna be Charlotte Flair.
I don't have a problem with that.
Charlotte Flair.
We'll see. So what's up? What you calling about today?
The thing with her and Roman Reigns is that they're just so good, and now that and you know you have to put them in the main events of a lot of shows and stuff like that. And even though the crowd gets tired of seeing them, I mean, you can't put them to the mid card. I mean, they're just too good.
You know what? Roman Reigns is the kind of guy who hasn't needed a title for a couple of years to be where he is at. So,
he hasn't been in the title picture since he came back from leukemia.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. But, you make a good point. I mean, Charlotte, is superior in the stature, size, strength, and ability than a lot of the women wrestlers. And she can work well with a lot of the women wrestlers too. So it would, we'll see. But what you call about besides that? You just want to give us your predictions or do you have some thoughts from this past week?
I'm glad AEW is coming to town. I'll definitely be at that show. I told you, if it's on TV, I'm going to be there. So I will definitely be at the AEW show.
Yeah, I have a big circle on my calendar for March 18th. So it's
I'm going to definitely be there. But it was an interesting week in Raw and SmackDown. I love the angle they're doing with Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley is the main event. They finally putting him in the main event status. Him and Lana. That's a great storyline to me.
Well, they fumbled him as soon as he came from TNA anyways. In TNA, he didn't have to say anything. He just went out and beat everybody up, and that's the way that's the character. If they had went with that, he would be over big time as a face.
Yeah, the moment they tried to make him talk was the biggest mistake.
Yeah, it's a shame. But, it's funny. As much as we poo-poo on, and I said that word, on the whole wedding and divorce and everything, it seems to be drawing attention. So
it's got the biggest ratings.
Yeah,
right now.
So it's like, you know what? You're part of that group. You're part of that group that's watching that. Me, on the other hand, I can just fast forward through that part. I don't care. I don't need to hear
it. He plays a part.
Go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. He plays a part, yeah.
Yeah, he plays the part well, man. I know the little things he does while Lana's talking. He plays the look on his face and all that. He plays the part well. They both do. They both play the part well.
I think the only reason this angle gets over is because Lana is so terrible. And everybody hates it.
Who cannot forget that time when they had they were doing the Money in the Bank here, and Shane McMahon was here in Rochester, and they had everybody out, and then they played that terrible I don't know what they use, a slide trombone on the music when she comes out, as all the women are in the ring in front of, and it's like, and she was so over because she wasn't doing anything, and then soon they made her want to make her be a wrestler. It just got bad. It got bad real quick. So we got to go. Well, go ahead, man. We got to go to break soon, so quickly.
Okay. You notice that Rowan is starting to come out. He's on the third hour now. They're putting him closer and closer to the main event. Rowan, he's like, he has to come on maybe the second hour or whatnot.
He's got a gimmick thing, and I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. That I don't see longevity in what he's doing.
I just want to know what's in that cage.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he keeps biting him.
I got to tell you, I know, he keeps making him bleed. I got to tell you that all we have to do is ask Mojo Rawley. He looked in. And it made him scream and run away like a little girl. So, I don't... We got to run to break. But thank you so much for calling, Troy. We are up in the air on a bunch of things going on right now. But the Royal Rumble's this weekend, and we're going to talk exclusively about who we think is going to win in the next segment. Are you doing RVD? No, we're on Facebook Live, by the way. If you want to see Furby do RVD,
I'm telling you, I would not hate to be Rob Van Dam right now with Katie Forbes.
Yeah, I love it how I watched Impact this past week. It was great. And the promo he cut about how they got in trouble. It's pretty funny. You'll listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back right after this.
And I know you guys definitely love Cody, right? Well, that makes sense. I mean, you should. Did you hear what he had to say last week? He's practically a poet. I mean, in a world filled with mumble rappers, Cody Rhodes, you, sir, are a real lyricist. You looked straight into the camera and you said, "I'm just another chapter in your book." Well, you know what, guys? Cody Rhodes, for once in his life, he was right. Cody, I am a chapter. And I'm the last one.
Hey, this is Tony, Mr. USA Atlas, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show on 1280 WHTK. Listen in, Daddy. Pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Hail Satan.
Playing that devil music again.
We're kidding. Welcome back to the show. Someone called up once a couple years ago when we were playing this and kept asking us why we were promoting somebody who was obviously satanic. It's like, no, I don't know if he's obviously satanic, but... 222-1280 Star Toys number. Got buddy Brian on the line. Brian, thank you for holding on so long. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, you know what? Yesterday, I was so excited yesterday, I got my ticket for AEW Dynamite.
All right.
Because I've been watching it more. Now, I've been watching it more than WWE. Remember how I've been saying about that? But did you know that when... Our friend Rob Sanderson, he had a hockey game and they had wrestling night. And our local boy, Luke Harper, they color commentary of the game.
I saw. Yeah, Luke Harper and Sammy Guevara, who is also, he's an AEW wrestler.
Yeah,
also.
And he, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, Sammy Guevara was there as well. Got a picture of each of them in a Corpus Christi Ice Rays jersey. I saw that. Yeah, it's interesting. I think we told a little story about it in the air, is it either last week or the week before, about how Mr. Sanderson, or you may know him better as the Artiste, when he was worried about posting the advertisement for Luke Harper to be, you know, come in and do an appearance because it, you know, Luke Harper is a name owned by the WWE, and sometimes when you use things that, you know, and since he's no longer employed by the WWE, they could have asked him to strike that from the advertisement or take it down, because they don't usually negotiate at all. They just say take it down, and so you know because they demand things, and that's the way it works. But it never happened, so you know, it was surprise, you know, and so Luke Harper got to be Luke Harper, even though he doesn't work for the WWE anymore.
Do you guys want my picks for the Battle Royal matches?
We certainly do, because that's the requirement for getting on the air, Brian. Who are you picking?
For the men's side, I would not be surprised if the Big Show wins it.
The Big Show? Okay, the Big Show, it did show up recently, so, okay. How about the women's side?
Women's, I have a feeling that either Nia Jax is going to return or... can't think of her. I don't know if she's still with the WWE. That big, tall woman, heavyset, Karma, I think her name is.
Oh, no, she's with AEW now.
Is she?
Yeah, Awesome Kong, that's what they call her.
Oh, I thought she was still WWE.
No, unfortunately not. But so, well, listen, I mean, we've only had it thrown out once, but Ronda Rousey's been rumored to be coming back, so.
You know what? I think she will return, because we haven't seen her. She's been out for a while. I would not be surprised if she shows up and takes care of the business at the Rumble. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Brian. I'm glad. Yeah, see, right to the point and got it done. Got there. You know?
I'm getting really anxious to give my picks now.
You know what? We're going to take one quick break because we got a little bit behind there. We're going to take one quick break, and you know, and we have some sacrifices we got to do in the backstage area. So, and then we'll be back after that. We'll do our last segment, make our picks, and you can still call 222-1280 Star Toys number. You listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280. WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Don't forget, we're going to be out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door February 8th for UFC 247. The return of John Jones in the main event. Maybe the last time we see him is a light heavyweight. I'm hearing rumors. that maybe this is the last time he defends that title and goes moves up to heavyweight for the next one. There's been a lot of talk about him and Stipe.
There's money. There's things that can happen.
I wouldn't mind seeing Stipe and John Jones. If John's got to put some weight on, though. But
he can do it.
Yeah, I think he could do it, too. I mean, he's, you know, technically...
probably walks around as a heavyweight.
That's what I hate cuts for, cutting, because it just... when you starve your body to get to a certain weight, and then one day before, and then you can eat as much as you want after that. And some people, it rebounds very quickly, and they put on 15, 20 pounds that night because they're so dehydrated. Mm-hmm. I mean, you ever Chael Sonnen tell stories about not being able to see straight when he's going for the weigh-ins because you take so many diuretics, there's so little H2O in your system that you know people get, it damages you. It damages your, you know, your kidneys, everything. So, but nevertheless, John Jones is fighting, and it's February 8th. Come join us. It was a lot of fun. The last two UFCs have been fantastic there. And been a lot of fun. Everyone's, like, friendly there. Everyone, you know, hangs out. It's like a big party, and we get to watch, we watched Conor McGregor win in 40 seconds last week. So, you know, not that I'm disappointed, but, Cowboy, didn't show up. And, maybe it's time for him to retire. But, hey, well, welcome back to the show. We're here to talk pro wrestling. It is our segment for Royal Rumble. You can still get a call in if you want, 222-1280, star 1280. And we will talk. You will take your picks for who you think is going to win the Royal Rumble and who the WWE is going to win pick for the Royal Rumble. So let's start with you, Furby. You're chomping at the bit to give us who you think is going to, how this is. And you can also write the story to WrestleMania after who comes out of this,
too. All right. So, first of all, who I think the WWE is going to have the Royal win the Royal Rumble is also my pick of who I want to win. So I'm going to give a homer pick for who I actually want to win rather than who I think is going to win. So, KO, I would have to say, is who I think is going to be my favorite, who I want to win. But really, in all honesty, I'm going to go with Mike from Rochester with the Drew McIntyre. I really think he's the one who is set up to have the big main event match with Brock Lesnar. I couldn't agree more from what he was saying when he's going to come out. So, I think that's a spot on pick. And for the women's match, I think it's definitely going to be Shayna Baszler. I think the writing's on the wall after the whole Survivor Series thing. I think Ronda Rousey does show up. I do not think she wins. Yes, I think the bigger picture would be great, Lynch versus Rousey at Mania, but maybe that sets up further down the road.
Think about this, and maybe Ronda helps Baszler get over.
That too.
Because they are the part of the four horsewomen.
Exactly. And maybe that sets up the four horsewomen at SummerSlam.
I like that idea. I like that. So who do you, but you want Shayna.
So Shayna is my pick who I think the WWE is going to have win, and then who I want to win. And I said she would not win earlier, and that's Sasha Banks, just because I love Sasha Banks.
Okay. Danger?
Well, in the women's, the one I want to win and the one I think they're going to have win are one in the same, and that's Shayna Baszler. I think she needs to come up and take on Becky Lynch. The wild card there is if Ronda comes back, she's going to win. That's just the wild card there. So
okay.
If she comes back, WWE, that's who I think WWE is going to have win. But otherwise, I think it's Shayna Baszler.
Just to think about it, Ronda is in a position in which she could help get people over.
Yes.
And I mean, Ronda, I'm guessing Ronda, after having a year on top in the company, probably wouldn't have a problem getting her friends over.
But you also have to build to that match at WrestleMania.
You do, but you can start the inklings of it happening during the Rumble. Something could happen between the two,
I think you can build with Ronda and Shayna's corner at Mania.
Yeah, yeah.
And that leads even more to the four horsewomen. Sure. And then maybe next year you see Ronda versus maybe Lynch, at Mania. I think going back-to-back in this scenario is too soon when Baszler is as hot as she is right now.
But then for the men's, I think it's going to be Roman Reigns. My pick would be Drew McIntyre because I want to see some new blood in the title picture. And I'm just thinking it would be completely awesome because he said he was going to be there in a media interview last week and it has not been announced yet. But if number two out in the Rumble is Cain Velasquez and he eliminates Brock Lesnar.
Oh, so
they take each other out before anyone else comes out.
they have an empty ring until the next buzzer goes off. Interesting. Okay, so that's your wish.
I think they're going. My WWE, I think, is going to put over Roman Reigns.
Me too.
My wish was Drew McIntyre at this point.
Okay, so I'm going to say that I think that WWE is going to put over Roman Reigns because one, his long feud with is coming to an end because now it turns into a tag match.
It's been so long,
and they had it last night again. We got the Usos and Roman Reigns with a win last night. So
I have to watch Roman and Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
One more time.
Well, I think maybe we'll get a little bit. Maybe he'll throw him out of the Rumble. That's what most we'll see.
Well, they have the match too.
But we'll see what happens between.
They have the Falls Count Anywhere match.
True. We'll see what happens at the Royal Rumble with Daniel Bryan as well. I'm going with Reigns. I would love to see Daniel Bryan in the main event of WrestleMania. I think he still's got the spark out there, and it's really you got to keep him on a higher profile match. I would like to see Daniel Bryan, but I think Roman Reigns is going to win it. Women's wise, I think Ronda Rousey is going to win it, and I think Shayna Baszler. That's who WWE. I think Ronda is going to win. I think WWE is going to have Shayna win just so that they can get her up to, because you know I think she's been written out pretty much everything about NXT, and they're just going to, you know, they had her lose twice to who's the girl she wrestled last week?
She
beat her last week, yeah. But she lost to her. She knocked her out of the
Shotzi Blackheart.
Yeah. I've never. That's a weird name, but I kind of dig her. You know, she cut a good promo.
Yeah, I think she's actually spectacular. She was in Evolve. She was a big part of that Evolve show that they had on the network.
Yeah.
I like her so far. I like green hair, I guess.
Green hair. Yeah, you know, it's interesting look. And I mean,
that weird helmet.
And she actually cut a good promo, too.
And they did a nice little vignette on her as well.
So, we got to take a call real quick. We got Tony from Webster. Tony, do you have any thoughts on who's going to win the Royal Rumble, men and women's?
Okay, for men's division, I would probably say Matt Riddle because I would like to see him if he ever gets a chance, I'd like to see him battle against Brock Lesnar for the WWE Championship and have his butt retired.
Oh, I'd love to see that, too. That would be great. Matt Riddle has got something, man. I see him. When we went and saw him live, all the kids in the place exploded when he came out.
He's got the charisma.
He's got it, so yeah.
Exactly. He has everything.
So what about the women?
For the women's division, since WrestleMania is probably home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I would probably say Kairi Sane, one half of the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, because this is her domain, her prior ship, although she's a Kabuki princess, you know.
Sure. I like it. She's a Buccaneer. Yeah, I get where you're going. You know, she's going to be cheered big time in there. Maybe she'll come out of the ship that's in the end of the end zone, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That would be pretty cool, man. Anything else, Tony?
I will look forward to seeing AEW Roxy because my favorite happens to be Cody Rhodes, Chris Jericho as always, and two of my favorite females, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, baby,
yes.
and Hikaru Shida.
Oh, yes.
I love Hikaru.
Oh, yes. Thank you for calling, man. Please call back next week, okay?
Sure thing.
All right, 222-1280, star 1280. Yeah, I mean, you know what? Britt Baker's very cute, you know. I mean, like I said, I think that Adam Cole's there is a lucky man, you know.
I'm really excited to see Pentagon and Phoenix. Yeah, I've followed them when I started watching Lucha Underground, and they both them caught my eye big time watching them.
It's funny is how the for instance, LAX is a tag team that really is in AEW. They just can't call them LAX anymore. You know, but you know, so it's
Pride and Powerful or whatever.
I can't remember.
Proud and Powerful.
Yeah, there's some guys we've seen before in other places, and we know they're incredible wrestlers. And you know, cool thing is we get to see a full show this week. So Ferb, you're going to definitely have to take some notes. You know,
I'm excited. I'm just because it's going to be different feel than going to a WWE show. I've been to plenty. You know, I'm excited for you know, see what kind of memorabilia they have, sure. See what merch, you know, see the overall workings of it, see what the stage looks like in person, you know. It's going to be really exciting. I got a decent spot, so I can't wait.
Well, we only got a couple minutes left, and probably don't have time to take any more calls, but I do want to talk. What do you guys think about this past week's show on the boat?
It's always fun to have a different setting.
Yeah, it's, you know, I found out that after watching it that it actually technically was taped the night before in reality.
Yeah.
So
the lighting reminded me of ROH.
It reminded me of something WCW used to do when they would do the ones in the Panama City, the shows. Where
at the bar?
Yeah, and they have the pool. And obviously someone always went into the pool.
Yes.
And so we got MJF in the pool this past week.
And MJF is by far the best thing that AEW has.
He definitely gets the crowd going, whether, you know, and that's what someone, what Cody Rhodes told him, or Chris Jericho, one of those guys, said that he is definitely the future of their company. So,
and he's so young.
He is. He's a young kid, and he's great. And there's some guys locally here who are our friend who that knows him and says that this guy's been coming and he should have been coming a long time ago, but he's still a young kid. You know, they like some of the best wrestlers in this world right now are like in their early 20s, you know. So, you know, but man, it was just interesting that they were on the boat. We got a terrible Britt Baker promo, and
I just loved how they cut off her promo and went to commercial.
Yeah, well, it's like JR goes, oh, we're done with, you know, cut her off. This is Dover with. So. But, Danger, how would you think about the boat?
I think it's, like I said, it's always fun to see different scenarios, and they're going to do it again next year, too, so.
Sure, maybe we'll be on the boat with them. Maybe we can, like, you know, we could, like, write off that as, you know, we could be, like, a media pass or something. And
let's do it. Sign me up.
There's a lot of guys there that they couldn't show on TV that are part of that cruise.
That were sitting in the AEW ring the night before doing Q&As, like the NWO?
NWO, Ric Flair's there. There's a bunch of people that just could not be part of the show. But and then, of course, we got number one contender out of that for their pay-per-view, which is coming up 29th. Yeah, Mox with one eye.
Which I think we kind of knew that was going to be anyway. It was leading all up to that.
But, folks, this weekend is the Royal Rumble. Please enjoy yourself. And, Billy, you know, we gamble on it because we're crazy. We pull balls out of a drum. And someone wins money, and it's a lot of fun. And don't copy us, but enjoy it. It's the best pay-per-view of the year. It sets up WrestleMania. We're going to have a lot to talk about next week, and we hope that you'll join us as well. You are listening. We're going to get out of here. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll see you next week.